The Potawatomi Business Development Corporation is based in a plush high-rise office in Milwaukee's historic district. Since 2003, it's served as the Forest County Potawatomi's investment arm. Currently, it has 15 different companies nationwide that range from home builders to IT firms. Nothing tied to casinos. Pepe Randolph is its VP for sales and marketing.
Tribes have to be aware that gaming's not going to last forever, and it's going to be subject to the same impacts that affect economies every day. What we hope to be able to do is to make wise investments to grow our base so that we're going to one day be able to be that strong sibling to gaming for our tribe.
Randolph says they make cautious, low-risk investments. And while not the sexiest portfolio, the tribe credits their investment strategy for a 42% growth in revenue last year. Other tribes across the country have lucrative ventures that don't bank on gambling. Joe Kalt co-directs the Harvard Project on American Indian Economic Development.
Citizen Potawatomi in Shawnee, Oklahoma, have developed a banking industry that is simply outstanding. Mississippi Choctaw have a virtual monopoly on plastics manufacturing of the jewel cases that all our CDs and DVDs come in.
Another example can be found 90 minutes drive south of Seattle, Washington. Here at the Lucky Eagle Casino, customers pack the gaming floor. The smoky air teems with the whistles and chirps of machines, and occasionally the cascade of a cash payout. The Chehalis tribe runs the place. Tribal chairman David Burnett says gambling's been good to his people. It rings up nearly $15 million annually for health care, education, and roads.
As recently as 1999, the tribe was functionally bankrupt. And a short 10 years later, through a lot of hard work, we're in a much better position today than we have been in a long, long time.
But like the Forest County Potawatomi, the Chehalis didn't want to rely on gambling forever. Last year, they diversified their portfolio with what you could say were more liquid assets. 5 minutes drive away at the Great Wolf Resort, tourists ride rolling waves at a massive water park. The park and resort cost $100 million to build. Burnett recalls the grand opening last spring.
I got to be one of the first to go down the big water slide, and it was a little bit humbling when I had some 16-year-old kid in a lifeguard suit tell me that if I didn't quit horsing around, he would kick me out of the park.
Burnett says some tribal members were skeptical, but over the last year, the resort has kept afloat just fine. And if casinos' futures are in question, they've at least set the stage for new ventures. Again, Joe Kalt.
Gaming operations have turned out to be fairly good training grounds. So you're starting to develop a lot of managerial talent out there. And of course, it manifests itself as a little bit of entrepreneurship.
Sky's the limit for us. We continue to expand.
That's James Crawford, a former chairman of the Potawatomi Business Development Corporation. He says tribal enterprises aren't just expanding beyond Indian country, but across the globe. Right now, one of their design firms may score a deal constructing streets and buildings in India.
I remember getting off the plane in Mumbai when we got there, and I was like, who would ever thought this small-town Potawatomi boy would be standing in the streets of Mumbai looking to do business?
Who would have bet on that? Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.